It is great to have you wonderful people back. How are you out there? Are you doing okay? Are you drinking enough water to stay hydrated during this heat? My God. So this is a public service announcement. And that is, if you're sweating a lot or it's really hot, wipe that ass. I'm sorry, but swamp ass and humidities are going to happen when it's really hot. But you can at least have the courtesy at the end of a long, sweaty day to go home, take a shower. When you wake up, put on some, you know, or if you take a shower before bed, whatever. Put on deodorant, brush your teeth, that sort of shit. Just common courtesy, right? Like, we don't want to smell you. We don't want to, you know, put up with that. And if you know you smell, stay home. Or come in late, but clean, you know? Like, don't make everybody else suffer because you don't know how to use soap and water properly. It's embarrassing, and I would be embarrassed. I mean, I know if you work at a hot place, at the end of the day, you're going to smell. There's just no way around that. But you can start out the day smelling good. So that way the smell is just natural working in heat over time, which is bearable as opposed to someone who hasn't showered in 3 days or smells like cat pee. And that is my public service announcement today. I am back. Soon I will be rebranding this podcast. It will no longer be called The Billy Manning Show. I'm going to have a co-host. Things are going to be changing, but for the better. We're going to have a lot more interesting topics to dive into on a deeper level, and it's going to be a lot more fun with two of us to bounce off each other. So thank you for coming back and listening to this episode, as it's the first episode in a while. What's going on out there? Well, restrictions have let up. You're now able to go without a mask in a lot of places. It's very awesome to see it happening. We're starting to get concerts, sporting events. Things are getting back to normal. Everybody, I think people needed it, you know, and I'm very social. The only thing that really bothers me, and it's only had happened to me once. So I'm pretty easygoing, pretty social. I've always just done my own thing. You know, walk to the beat of my own drum, so to speak. But they're giving a speech in front of like 10 people, fine. I did speech classes that just part of college, not a big deal. But talking in front of hundreds of people is so nerve-wracking. And I know it's going to happen again here soon for something that I will not talk about, but it is going to happen soon. And I had to, in college, we had this volunteer thing we did where another classmate and I took a group of kids and we did like a story thing where we let them read the stories they had prepared and written. And they were really good. And I felt so bad because we didn't have time to listen to the full stories of every kid. But what happened was they got awards and I had to get up there in front of the parents and the teachers and the principal and that sort of thing. And actually, once I got up there and started talking, I was fine. But it was just so nerve-wracking talking in front of hundreds of people. So even being social like me, I don't like talking in front of hundreds. So that's one thing about me. But I did okay, you know, a little shaky at first. Once I got up there and started talking, I was fine. You just have to have that confidence and get out there and talk. And I think it's easy to doubt yourself with stuff like that. So I have a question for you guys. And that is, are you one of those people that you're not the same person. You're a different person after you've had your morning cup of coffee. Well, if that's the case, go over to greenskycoffee.com. My coworker, Buddy Shea, he is wanting to really get going on having his own setup for his coffee. And honestly, this stuff is smooth. And I'm one of those people, you know, I'm not made of money. You're not made of money. I'm not going to try to sell you something bad. The coffee at greenskycoffee.com is just fantastic. It's very smooth. It hits perfect. You're going to have that energy without crashing later. When I've had it, it's not, you know, anything that's going to make you crash later, as long as you are smart about it. I'll have a cup of coffee, add in some lactose-free milk. I switched to soy and almond lately, so that's a whole different thing. Lactose intolerance sucks. Intolerance sucks, by the way. You'll bloat and gain weight. And then after you don't eat it for a while, you'll feel better. So anyways, greenskycoffee.com, use the code BILLY10, no caps, no spaces, get 10% off your order. And I'm telling you, his coffee is just very smooth. So greenskycoffee.com, check that out and So thank you for that. And I want to talk to you about music a little bit now. There is something I did not know. I'm a big fan of Ariana Grande, as you know, and she actually has a record now. Her record is, she is the first solo artist to hold the top three spots of the top 100 songs at the same time. I said solo artist for a reason. There is one band who did this as well, and she shares this feat with them, but it took years for someone else to do it, and especially as a solo artist. The Beatles, that is right. The Beatles and Ariana Grande are the only two to hold the top three spots of the top 100 at the same time. Very impressive. She's very young, a long way to go. I still need to see her in concert. And she said she's not going to be traveling and concerting until 2022. And she's waiting to have two albums. So we have Positions, which I love that soundtrack. And I'm looking forward to see what she does next. But she is very talented. She also has the most, she's the number one female on Instagram. That's right, the most followed female on Instagram. So a lot of great things happening for her. With such a great person, such a great musician, standing up for equal rights for everybody. I absolutely love it. And that is just fantastic. So coming up here after a quick break, you're going to hear about some retail stories. I had 5 years of it, so I will talk to you more about that in a second. Well, I'm going to share my experience in retail without giving away any names or anything. Okay, so my first day at my first day on retail, I was going in for orientation, and this guy looks at me and goes, "Hey, you F," said the name of the company, and then threw a bottle of water at me. I laughed. I told my dad it, and he laughed. And, you know, a lot of people would have said, "Oh my God, what am I getting into?" I just laughed because I thought it was funny. And I'm one of those people, I don't get easily offended. I don't like when people spout nonsense that aren't fact-based. But I laughed my butt off at that because he really just threw that bottle of water. It didn't hit me or anything. It missed. But just the fact that he did it made me laugh. So that is interesting. So that was my first day. I did orientation, you know, because when I interviewed, I did not have any retail experience. The only customer service experience I had was an FFA in high school where I helped sell plants for the greenhouse and really enjoyed that and just got along with people. And right then I knew that my social skills were improving because, believe it or not, as a kid, I sat in the back of the class, didn't talk much. And as I got older, though, I quit caring as much. And a lot of that was my great-grandparents, rest their soul, as they were tremendous people. And I'll get into that sometime about how they kind of changed me. But they kind of, I'll say briefly here, they told me, when you stop living for other people and you start living for yourself, that is when you will find true happiness. The best advice I have ever received or I could ever give. So quit caring about what other people think, because at the end of the day, they don't really care that much. You know, you have to live your life and do your thing. Take care of yourself, eat the good food, walk, do what you can. And so let's get back into the retail. So that shaped me, though. There is a point to that story. Being around my grandparents, getting that advice shaped me into not caring as much. So when I go to work at said company, I had some interesting experiences. I had a fight break out in a line. Luckily, the other customers broke it up and everything calmed down. It was diffused naturally because I'm not one to jump in the middle of a fight. So that got calmed down pretty easily. I would have sprayed Febreze in their eyes and then got in trouble for that. So that would have been my bad right there. Ah, oh my God, who knew? Rose burned so much. Oh my God. So yeah, that would have been my situation there. I also had a lady in line, and she was screaming and yelling because she was in line and she had to go to the bathroom. Instead of doing what a reasonable person would do is go to the bathroom first, she's in line. All of a sudden, little bitty pellets start hitting the floor. She started pooping herself, which was embarrassing. She dropped her stuff, and I believe she got out of there. And so one of my managers comes over and says, "Hey, why did you move registers?" So, well, you know how they say shit hit the fan? This time it hit the floor, and I pointed. He goes, oh my. So I moved registers and went on about my day. So those are a couple of brief stories. We also had a customer who was intoxicated. He actually got really drunk, and he was looking around, and he came to the back area where the breaks are taken, the management, all that. And he farted And we told him that he had to go back out that way, and he did, and he left. And my manager comes back and goes, all right, who pooped themselves? And he's sniffing around like, oh. By the way, never eat tacos or refried beans right before work. I did one day, and let's just say that I tried to hold it as best as I could, but the gas hit me, and some lady went, who did this? Who did this? And she was looking up and down the aisles, and I walked like four aisles down and was stocking the shelves because I didn't want her to know it was me. And oh, I was so embarrassed. I never again, actually, I can't say I did one more time. Also, karma does kick in, by the way, folks. And I will tell you the irony here. I went to a thing with my classmates. We went to Howl at the Moon, which is part of Ballpark's Villages deal. And it's dueling pianos. You can request songs. Really awesome. Really fun time. So I never missed work, right? Like, I was always there. So there was a day where my classmates were like, hey, you need to call in and go with us. It's the last big hangout before we graduate college. And I'm like, nah. And then all of a sudden, I thought about, like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, the hell with it. Let's do it. So I, you know, go. I skip work, which never happens, to go to. But I did call in and everything. It wasn't like I was no call, no show. I called in and, you know, whatever. So I go to this Howl at the Moon, and it was a blast. We had people drinking. We had some quiet people that normally don't talk, and they took a whole big, like, bowl of themselves, drank the whole thing when three people shared one. So that tells me. And then they went from not talking at all to talking all the time. I had one classmate, Zach, cool dude. And I will use his name because he's cool. And he wouldn't talk very much, but then whenever he drank, I'd flip him off, and he goes, "F you too, Billy." And we would just laugh. Like, he's such a good dude. And if you're listening, I hope you're doing well out there, bud. Such a good classmate that I had, and such a good guy to go out with, because we would go out, it'd be myself, Zach, Joe, and like 8 to 10 of the women in our class. And we would go out and just shoot the shit, you know, like college students do. So anyways, I win this free party. And they had done a drawing. I get an email from them, you want a free party. And I thought it was fake. I clicked on it, it was real. So I win this free party. I get some friends down. You get drink specials for your first drink or two. Then it's full price, whatever. So we go. My friend Jack, Derek, their friend David, all went. The four of us went in a car together. We ride down. We met my friend Lauren and her boyfriend at the time. And my former roommate and friend, awesome dude, Quinn, he actually came down and joined us. He's such a good person. It's such a fun time to hang out with him. So Quinn shows up too. We're having a good time, listening to music, you know. I'm leaving. It's like 1 in the morning, right? Midnight, 1 in the morning. We just had a blast shooting the shit. And I don't drink, so I gave all my drinking vouchers to my friends. They were happy with me. So I'm driving. 1:30, 2 in the morning, or it was like 1 or 2. Flat tire. Boom. We're on the side of the street. We have one of those jacks that come in the back of your car, right? You know what I'm talking about, guys. I'm sure you've had that happen where your tire goes flat and all you have available is that little bitty jack that you have to twist and twist and twist, and it barely moves even with twisting fast. So we're on the side of the street. Nobody, you know, it's pitch black. I mean, we obviously could see, but our cell phones were almost dead, so we couldn't use the flashlight app. Didn't have a flashlight in the car. I now carry one. I now have the flashlight app, and I now keep a phone car charger. So what happened was, so I learned a lot that night. We get the tire change, which takes like 45 minutes because the jack's awful. Well, we decide not to go back towards St. Louis because we were already kind of halfway in between. I was trying to get back to Springfield. Well, I knew Litchfield pretty well because my friend Adam lives here in Hillsboro. And so I'm like, let's just make it to Litchfield. So I baby it, right? I go, I think it's 45 is the max on a donut, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going right at like 40. So we get there. They're like, well, we can sell you a tire, but the problem is we can't put it on. We have to wait for Automotive to come in the morning. So Derek gets his mom to come pick him and Dave up. And Dave didn't know how to get home. And it took them like forever to get him home. He didn't know how to get to his own home once he got back to Springfield, which had to have been a nightmare. It's so annoying. Weird too. So they get that taken care of. I'm there with Jack. We decide to camp out in the car all night. I have to work the next day. He's off the next day, that day. So I was like going to take a nap, but then I was afraid I was going to oversleep. So we sat in the car all night. We went and got donuts or whatever from inside the actual Walmart store part. And what happened was they open. A lady cuts in front of us. We had been waiting all night. She cuts in front of us, has the audacity seeing us sitting there, to cut in front of us to get waited on first. Oh, we were so mad. I hadn't been that mad in a long time. So that she goes in front of us, we get our deal done. Keep in mind, they don't open till 7 a.m. So it's like 8. I get home at 9. My stepmom at the time knew what was going on. I let her know about the tire. And we get home at 9 a.m. I take a shower. I go to bed. I have to work. I think I work 12 to 9. So I slept from like 9:30 to 11:30. So I got 2 hours of sleep. I get into work. I came home. I get home at like 9:15 or so. And I'm just exhausted, right? Like, not just when I say I'm tired, it just means I feel a little bit tired. When I say exhausted, it's only happened to me like three or four times, either because I'm sick or I just had a really long day, didn't sleep much. Well, this was one of those times where I just hadn't slept much. So I fall asleep and I slept really long. But anyways, so that was karma. Skip work, you can win a party. But if you skip work and end up winning a party, you're going to get a flat tire in St. Louis at 2 a.m. So karma paid off there. So I have not since done that and will not do that again with just skipping work thing because I felt bad. But I actually enjoyed the time with my classmates. So I think it was worth it in the end. Made for some good memories, some good laughs, and that is that. Well, we will come back and do some wrap-up here in a minute. Oh my gosh, you guys. So I did something I've never done before, and that is I went out and got a iced soy coffee beverage. Oh my gosh. It's smoother. You cannot even taste a difference because I did like the iced caramel drink at the mall there in Springfield. And it was amazing. And because I'm lactose intolerant, it was really weird. The lady, I ordered a pizza. And the lady called me and said, are you sure you want a cheeseless pizza? I'm like, yeah. So what she did was she put extra sauce. Because I did my typical pizza, right? So my typical pizza, which is like once a month. It used to be once every week or two, but then I cut it down to like once a month. So basically no cheese, pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, green peppers, sometimes onion. And oh my God, it was so good because they put it on flatbread. And so that's amazing because then it doesn't stuff you as bad and you don't have that bloated feeling later. So I really, really enjoyed having to experiment because I can no longer have dairy. I do eat ice cream on occasion, but still dairy does bother me and I try to avoid. Actually, I was reading a thing that said most of the world are lactose intolerant because our bodies are not made to drink that much dairy. And actually, the people who made the food pyramid work in the food industry, so they put the dairy thing in there, but you don't have to have any dairy in your diet, actually, come to find out. You can get your protein from things like your peanuts, your meat, that sort of thing. And they do encourage not to eat red meat all the time. Like, I change it up with chicken for salads and stuff. But yeah, so I'm trying to avoid dairy. That's the problem. I'm lactose intolerant, but I still love it. So I'm going to try. This is day number, let's see. This is day 3 without dairy, and I feel less bloated, and I have more energy. I'm not as tired. I think that's why I've been so fatigued, because there were my last couple of days off. I had no energy. It would have been Thursday and Friday. I really didn't. I just sat around a lot. Well, moving a lot more and avoiding foods that you're intolerant to actually helps you have more energy and feel less fatigue. So now that I'm doing that, I've been making a point to walk more at work, and I've been making it a point just to try to go out and do stuff more. So yeah, if you're lactose intolerant, sucks, but there's a lot of other good food out there. So you can sub out cheese for something else. And yeah, because I thought it was just like the places I was eating were just making it wrong. But then after a while, I start noticing a common pattern. And cottage cheese is the worst thing I can eat because, one, it looks gross. The texture is awful. But eating cottage cheese now, even just looking at it, the other day I saw a coworker eating it. Just looking at that stuff makes me want to vomit because the stuff made me – I didn't get sick from it, but my stomach swelled up, and I felt like I was going to get sick for the next, like, 3 hours. And they say it takes about 48 hours for your body to regulate itself again after you've had dairy if you're lactose intolerant. So yeah, that's been my experience with being lactose intolerant now. But the soy coffee was amazing. If you guys want to try something different, try it out. They also, you know, you have your almond milk, which isn't bad, although I put it on cereal this morning, not a fan. The taste of the almond milk, it was like an unsweetened vanilla. It's just too weird with the cereal. So from now on, I'm only going to use it to put it in coffee. And or if I'm making something that requires milk, I'll use that as a substitute instead of regular milk. But otherwise, I'm only going to be using soy or almond milk. And I'm not going to be eating cereal anymore and be switching to like eggs and stuff like that because that's supposed to be better for you anyways because of the protein content. So, but because that's the thing, I've actually, in the last year plus, I've went down like 35 pounds, but I still have a big gut, and I was worried, so I had my checkup, and everything was fine, but I do need to cut out dairy long-term to see what happens, because I feel like I could keep losing a few more pounds, because right now, I used to be 250, I'm at 205, so my goal is to get down to like 195. See how I'm feeling, or 200 even at least, go from there. So yeah, that is my health stuff. But you know, everybody gets a little bit of a weird thing. You know what I mean, guys? Like, I'm sure everybody listening right now has had some weird health thing happen. So it's just very, very interesting for sure. All right. So for closing thoughts here, I want to say a few things. First of all, got to talk about some sports. So there's been a lot of debate about what's the hardest thing to do in sports and the hardest record to break, the 56 game hitting streak, Joe DiMaggio. People made it into the 40s. It is almost impossible to do because you have to go out there and get a hit every single game that you play in. So you could have a 40 game hitting streak, take a day off, come back, and as long as you didn't play in that game, your hitting streak's still alive. It's getting a hit in every game you play. It doesn't have to be consecutive games, but it has to be a game. So I don't know if we'll ever see the 56-game hitting streak record break. I've done it in the games, like the video games. That doesn't count because it's just a video game. But in real life, it is very, very difficult because nowadays you're seeing strikeouts at a higher rate and home runs at a higher rate. So it's a lot of times it's strikeout or bust, or home run or bust, sorry. But yeah, you're seeing less small ball and more home run hits and not as many like bunts and stuff. So, and even some of these smaller guys can hit for power and knock it over the fence. So you're seeing that more often. Batters aren't choking up on a two strike count and trying to put into play. They're still getting their power swing going because strikeouts are not looked at the same as they used to be. But I think that the 56 game hitting streak by Joe DiMaggio is going to be that record that stands the test of time. It already has, but I think it's going to be harder to beat. Also, I'd like to say this. WWE has released more talent. And the thing is that I don't blame the talent for working there or anything like that. But it is getting harder and harder for me to enjoy, A, because the quality of the product, sometimes it isn't very good. And the talent's great, but the writing, ugh. Then you go back to booking, like the old school days, like they did in the Attitude Era. But when you do not treat your talent well, they pay for their own rental cars, motels, and are responsible for making the arrangements and all that. Yeah, it just makes it harder to support them as a business because they are treating their talent poorly. Now, there is concussion protocol, so not physically, but just like the way they're treating their people and just releasing them during COVID, it was horrible. And Andrade, El Idolo, he actually went to AEW, and I am going to hopefully start watching that more because All Elite Wrestling, they don't make the wrestlers wrestle as much, and they're being taken care of. There are some dangerous spots they're doing, so I hope that stops. But I'm going to tune in sometime and give it an opinion. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Thanks for coming back to this comeback episode. We will be nearing 4th of July here soon. I can't promise I'll be here every week, but just from time to time when I have stuff to talk about, I will be here for your listening pleasure. I hope you guys take care of yourselves and stay tuned. And that's all I have for today.